So Mr. Palmer goes down the tubes. And that's the end of it for him. So things are starting to look pretty bad for the revolution here. So meanwhile, back at the camp, people are talking. Things are looking worse and worse. And basically what it all comes down to is that Colonel Forbin, he sees an option that no one's has seen before. And he decides that he's going to go to the mountain. He's going to go straight to the source. So he's going to climb up this mountain here, and he's going to try to find Iculus. Now, no one even knows if Iculus actually exists, because this book has been around for so long, it's all become legend. And no one has ever dared to go up on the mountain because it's sacred land. But things have gotten so desperate that Colonel Forbin decides he's going to climb up the mountain and try to find Iculus himself. So at this point in time, he leaves the revolutionaries behind, leaves the camp, and starts wandering into the forest towards the mountain in the distance.
He spoke so slowly. He spoke so
why you've come here. And I help you with your quest to gain knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that our knowledge, sitting innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Oh, the sacred greed will be yours. Till tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Obey. So Colonel Forman gets up to the top of the mountain. The mountain starts to quake and crumble all around him. The whole mountain is falling apart, boulders tumbling down everywhere until the whole face of the mountain turns into the face of the great knowledgeable Iculus. And he's looking up at Iculus, and Iculus is looking down, and Iculus says, okay, I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to send for my friend, the famous Mockingbird. He's going to go get the book out of the castle, steal it for you, and bring it back. But he sends him along with this warning, and he says, you know, a book that has all the knowledge inherent in the universe is not necessarily such a good thing, so you better watch out, because the people here, the lizard people in Gamehenge, used to have this book, and they were so innocent that they didn't really see the possibility of using it in any other way except good ways. Now this guy Wilson has come along with his corrupted ideals, enslaved them. They're all, you know, it's terrible that he's done this, but the thing is that he's kind of brought this germ with him. So Iculus tells Colonel Forman, I'm going to send this book down here, but you better watch out who gets their hands on it, because you never know now. So at this point in time, the famous Mockingbird comes flying out of the sky, flying out of the sky, flying out of the sky. And he goes over to the castle, and he gets the book, and he brings it back. So here it comes.